News, I'm Michael Brown. Rescue and recovery operations are underway in the Bahamas Wednesday after the bulk of Hurricane Dorian finally moved north after causing mass devastation and leaving thousands of people in need of aid. Prime Minister Hubert Minnis said there were 7 confirmed deaths from the storm, but that the number was expected to increase. Dorian battered the Bahamas for almost 2 days, leaving devastation especially on Abaco Island.
Worse than anything I could have imagined. I went through Hurricane Matthew, which was another strong storm, and you know that paled in comparison. So we're happy to be alive, glad that my family is safe, and we can rebuild. We will rebuild.
Prime Minister Minnis said that a Navy vessel is carrying food to the people of the Abaco Islands, and more relief is expected to arrive during Wednesday. Forecasters say Hurricane Dorian is moving closer to the southeastern U.S. coast, likely first impacting Florida and Georgia, before moving up the coast to North Carolina, where officials are urging people to complete their storm preparations.
The greatest impacts will be felt Thursday and Friday, but we can feel the impacts as early as tomorrow. We urge everybody to complete your storm preparations by tomorrow. The State Emergency Response Team has been filling resource requests for our county partners to include food, water, shower trailers, Swiftwater Rescue Teams, and National Guard high water vehicle teams.
North Carolina's governor ordered a mandatory evacuation of the dangerously exposed barrier islands along the state's entire coast. South Africa's president condemning days of widespread looting and arson attacks on foreign-owned businesses across Johannesburg and the administrative capital, Pretoria, calling the violence totally unacceptable. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. British lawmakers voted to block Prime Minister Boris Johnson from taking Britain out of the EU without a deal, a move Johnson warned would thrust the United Kingdom toward an October snap election. Lawmakers in Johnson's own party, who joined the opposition to defeat him in the parliament vote, are rejecting his threat to expel them for not backing his government. The AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Boris Johnson has warned any Tory rebels that they would be expelled from the party if they support the parliamentary efforts to block or delay Brexit. One leading critic, former Treasury Chief Philip Hammond, says colleagues have been so incensed by some of Johnson's actions over the past week or so that they now think it is time to put the national interest ahead of any threats personally to their careers. A no-deal Brexit is considered dangerous because it will sever decades of seamless trade with the single market of 500 million people. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Lawmakers on Wednesday will seek to pass a law that forces Johnson to ask the EU to delay Brexit until January 31st instead of the end of October. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg told a packed arena in Arkansas Tuesday night that her work on the bench saved her during her cancer treatments.
I think my work is what saved me. Because instead of dwelling on my physical discomforts, if I have an opinion to write or I have a brief to read, I know I've just got to get it done. And so I have to get over it.
Ginsburg said she was feeling very good Tuesday evening following the 86-year-old's disclosure last month that she had completed 3 weeks of outpatient radiation therapy for a cancerous tumor on her pancreas and is now disease-free. Former President Bill Clinton praised Ginsburg as he introduced her to the stage and said he never envisioned the judge's rise to pop culture icon when he nominated her to the Supreme Court back in 1993. Walmart says it will discontinue sales of ammunition for handguns and some assault-style rifles in stores across the United States in response to the recent mass shootings in Texas and Ohio. The largest U.S. arms retailer has been under pressure to change its policies on gun sales. Walmart also said it would discontinue handgun sales in Alaska. That's the only state where it still sells assault-style guns. Walmart has already ended sales of assault rifles and raised the minimum age for gun purchases to 21. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown. VOA News.
In broadcast, it's today's exclusive hits. All all wrapped up in one station.